Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Otto. This is the May 12th issue of Radically Right. We are here to take a bite out of this new world order. And we have just the tools to do it. It's the truth. And when you try to build a house of cards built on a lie, it is truth that blows it over. They cannot withstand truth. I'd like to start this evening's programming off, as we always do, with prayer. And I'm asking you to join me in prayer for those who are taking a stand against the New World Order. And as always, I ask you, please, don't just listen to me pray. Add your voice so that a multitude is praying together. Let us pray. Dear Yahweh, God of good, creator of all the universe, God of Abraham and his sons, Ishmael and Isaac, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We ask that you shelter us from the forces of evil. Bless our minds with discernment and our voices with your word. Guide our steps that we may follow your way. Cause the New World Order to fail and its conspirators to be exposed and defeated. Give us courage, help, determination, and material resources. Keep us in the hollow of your hand, enshrouded in your Holy Spirit. For we pray in the name of your only begotten Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I must remind you before we start this program that freedom isn't free. I've been on this program here since February, and I haven't paid a nickel. I haven't paid anything for the airtime on your shortwave, for the satellite, for the internet, for the electricity to run the offices, for food for the Stadtmillers, for anything. Yet I know all that stuff is expensive. I'm also not getting paid to do this either. But it's a labor of love, and I do want to help defend my country against this New World Order. But it cannot be expected to operate for free. And I know the Republic Broadcasting Organization is in financial straits. They've taken some real hits lately. And because freedom isn't free, I want you to send them some support. You can make your checks out to CSIN. We like to say that that's an abbreviation for Christian Soldiers Informing Neighbors. But just use the initial, CSIN. And send it to 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S. That's Suite 100 in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. That's for the Republic Broadcasting Organization, CSIN, 1015 South May, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. This programming is available on the republicbroadcasting.org website. And there's a whole wealth of information on there. There's archives, books, articles, and banner sponsors that I would request you sponsor, patronize them. And on shortwave at 5.050. We're going to jump right into this right after this break. Please stay tuned.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Just before the break, we were talking about how you may tap into this program on republicbroadcasting.org or on the short wave radio at 5.050. But we're also available on satellite, Galaxy 1R, Transponder 17, Narrowband, 7.92, Horizontal Polarity, that's 133 West. And if you have the 4D TV, that's Galaxy 1, Channel 954. And on the KU band, it is Galaxy 25, Transponder 11836, at a symbol rate of 20770. If you want to take a piece out of the New World Order, too, you may call in at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Let's talk about welfare for a minute. It's not really practical because the federal government has to take $12 from a taxpayer to give $1 to the poor. It takes $11 eaten up in bureaucratic bungling for that to occur. And if it was just that, we probably wouldn't mind so much, but there's corporate welfare. where the big corporations are given all kinds of benefits and tax cuts, and they cite some benefit to us, like they'll be here with jobs or something that allows them to give an excuse to this wretched operation of us paying the taxes and the rich benefiting from it as recipients. And some of the most putrid of this giant welfare scam is that that's given to foreign countries. Countries that hate us, but take the money. Work. Oh, we give it ostensibly to help the poor there so that they can be put back on their feet, but the fat cats stop, scoop it off, stick it in their pockets, and nothing goes to the poor. And I think back when Russia was the Soviet Union, we had this perestroika, detente, peaceful coexistence, a whole bunch of excuses that were nothing more than just bad excuses for us to give money to a corrupt organization. And there's a character by the name of Major George Racy Georgian. He worked under Harry Hopkins, who was the puppeteer for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, whose real name was Rosenfeld, just as Colonel Edward Mandel House, whose real name was Huth, was the puppeteer for President Woodrow Wilson, whose real name was Wolfson. And George Racy Georgian chronicled the shocking breadth and depth of the American financial support of the Soviet bloc during World War II. And his voluminous work reveals the level of support that would account for a great portion of the American tax burden. And had Americans known what had truly transpired, they would have demanded some dollars be left for the American children. Now, George Racy Georgian was a veteran of World War I who re-enlisted at the outset of World War II, and due to his experience, he was given the job of lend-lease expediter and a liaison officer with the Russians. Now, let's go back to that word, lend-lease. We find that in retrospect, we were just lending to them, and they were going to pay us back. But then we end up forgiving it. Now, if there was a Cold War then and afterwards, it makes no sense to be shoring up people who say that it is their intention to bury us. We have a caller in, Ron from Arkansas. Let's take a call. Go ahead, Ron. Do we have you, Ron? What, oh, we jumped off? Okay, so he found it amazing that the Russian officer with whom he interfaced wielded so much power repeatedly. This Colonel Anatoly Kotakov would phone FDR's assistant, Harry Hopkins, and get instant action that would overrule the best interests of the United States in favor of Russian interests. And on one occasion, Colonel Kotakov flew into a rage when one of the airplanes given to the USSR received some minor damage by an American Airlines craft. And he screamed his usual tirade. I called Mr. Hopkins. Mr. Hopkins fixed. Well, shortly thereafter, orders came down that all commercial air traffic was prohibited from the Newark airfield for the duration of the war. Major Jordan was shocked that the beggars could be so demanding of their benefactors and be accommodated so readily. So he started to keep records of what was transpired, and his record bore out the conclusion of Major General John R. Dean, who wrote in his book, Strange Alliance, on page 90, that American aid was carried out with a zeal which approached fanaticism. We did get Ron back from Arkansas. Go ahead, Ron. Jump right in.
Hello, Jack.
Go for it.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir, just fine.
Got a report here. Today at 3 p.m., 1500 hours, northern Arkansas, freight train came through a small hamlet here on the state line of Missouri and Arkansas, heading north toward Springfield, Missouri. This freight train only had around 50 cars on it. 42 of them were tanker cars, jet black, with a white stripe around the belly center. And on the placards, it read, Riot Control Only, Gas.
And how many tankers did you say? About 50 tankers?
42 tanker cars. Those are the round type gas cars.
But they had riot control gas. We're talking about train track, train tanks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, see, that had to be a huge volume of riot control gas.
Oh, yeah, it's millions of cubic feet heading north towards Springfield, Missouri, and wherever.
Well, I don't think it's all going to stop at Springfield, Missouri.
No,
I imagine that they're going to send that stuff around America so that they can make sure we all get a little of it.
All right. Well, I belong to a group of individuals called Backwoods Security. And our motto is, nothing personal, strictly business. So that's what I have, Jack.
Well, thank you very much, Ron.
Okay, buddy.
That's kind of unnerving, I got to tell you, bud.
Death to the New World Order.
Yes, and that particular New World Order is going to be noxious. Now, they use that on children out in Waco. Now, if I remember correctly, how the way that went down, if we understand correctly what happened at Waco, they used CS gas. Now, CS is illegal to use on Saddam Hussein's troops. It's against the Geneva Convention. But it was all right to use that stuff on American children. And CS gas is 80 times more powerful than CN, which is ordinary tear gas. And the bad part about this CS is that if it gets too hot, if it gets over 100 degrees, it breaks down into the very gas that they use in execution chambers, hydrogen cyanide. Now, when you got gas like that, using it on children, there's no doubt in my mind that we're talking about sinister souls. And Janet Reno was in charge, and she could not say that she did not understand what was transpiring, because she has a master's degree in chemistry from Cornell University. We got a caller on the line. What's your name, sir?
Clayton.
Go ahead, Clayton.
You don't understand. They did it for the children, brother. In order to save them, they had to kill them.
Yeah, well, we got a break coming up here, Clayton. Hold on, and we'll let you jump in right after the break.
right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back to Radically Right. This is Jack Otto, and we've got Clayton on the line here, and he noticed that they had to do it for the children.
Oh,
that's a common phrase that they use, they throw out there, so that we will jump at it, because they know Americans love children, and they want to do whatever they can for the children. But I've noticed that's the excuse they use to take away people's guns. We've got to do it for the children. But so few children are killed by guns that it doesn't make much sense. Twice as many children die from falling into 5-gallon buckets with a little bit of water in the bottom and drowned. Twice as many. Now, if that was really for the children, they put twice as much into trying to save them from those 5-gallon buckets as they do from trying to save them from the gun. But the truth of the matter is, you know, from the communist revolution, rules of revolution, that the third plank, the last of those three rules, was to register all firearms under some pretext with the notion of confiscating them someday and leaving the people helpless. Clayton, what do you have to say about this?
Well, I got to tell you, April 19th, 1993 is the real day that will live in infamy in America, and I'm sure that a lot of Americans really woke up to what was going down in this country and started getting educated on what the New World Order had planned for them. And that was the beginning. And from there, it's just been one thing after another. And like you say, they mean to deprive us of our weapons so that we cannot defend ourselves against them and whatever they decide they're going to do with us. And there is legislation in the U.S. House of Representatives, H.R. 1022, and it's reauthorization of the, they passed this law back in 1995 the first time after the Clinton gang bombed Oklahoma City. I'm trying to think of the gun bill that it was. But anyway, they're going to reauthorize this gun ban.
The assault rifle ban? Was that the one?
That's it, the assault weapons ban. And it's going to include...
You notice that there was no assault weapons used on the Bureau building. And that was explosives planted on support columns. There is no way ammonium nitrate fertilizer of any side planted outside that building would have caused it to fall like that. And we have the words of probably the world's foremost leading expert on the development of explosive, General Benton Parton. The man who is in charge of the Joint Military Staff's development of weapons. And it was his contention that blasts vary inversely with the cube of the distance. That means something twice as far away will only get 1/8 as much blast. And yet we see that killers closer to what is considered Lee Harvey McVeigh's bomb, we're left standing and some further away, we're blowing down, and that's just physically impossible. It's like that 911 debacle. It was a lie.
Yep. Well, you know, Terry Nichols is in prison, and he was the accomplice with Timothy McVeigh, and he's trying to tell the truth about what really happened at Oklahoma City. And basically, he is saying that he and Timothy McVeigh were working for the FBI. It was an FBI operation. And he tried to, he sent correspondence to then-Attorney General John Ashcroft and told him this. And John Ashcroft basically ignored the letter. So, yeah, Terry Nichols is basically saying it was an inside job.
And so does Benton Parton. And he ought to know about explosives. The man is probably the world's leading expert on the subject matter.
Yep. One more thing. You mentioned President Rosenfeld. You know, back in when he was elected, he took office in 1933. He went to work real quick. On March 9th, 1933, the United States declared bankruptcy. And basically what we did is, we formally turned over the United States of America to the bankers. And 2 years later, Roosevelt passed the Social Security Act, which basically meant that all the cattle had to be numbered. Everybody had to have a number. And so that's what we got, Social Security number. All the cattle are numbered, so they know who we are, and they know how much we make. They know all about us. You know, we're good little slaves. And I believe you can help me on this. I think in 1933 also, isn't that when the Great Seal is placed on the back of the $1 bill with the pyramid and the all-seeing eye?
Yes, it was his vice president, a guy by the name of Wallace, that pulled together that artwork and put the obverse and reverse of the Great Seal right on the back of that $1 bill. And a lot of people don't realize it because they don't speak Latin, what that's really going on there and what it's really saying. And at the top of it, it says, Annuit Covetitus, which means announcing our enterprise. And at the bottom, Novus Ordo Seclorum, a new world order. We got a break coming up. We'll be right back. Hold on, Clayton.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Welcome back to Radically Right. Clayton, when you called in, you mentioned that they did it for the children. But we have the words of Janet Reno, who often went by the name of, what name of Johnny, on the 60 Minutes program. Now, she claims that they brought it on themselves because they were cultists. And what she did is she went on to define what a cultist is. Specifically, she names the following characteristics common to cultists. Number one, they have a strong belief in the Bible and the second coming of Christ. Number two, they frequently attend Bible studies. Three, they have a high level of giving to Christian causes. Four, some of them homeschool their children. Five, they have accumulated survival foods. And six, they have a strong belief in the Second Amendment. Number seven, they distrust big government. Clayton, do you know anybody that might fit those profiles?
Man, I'm guilty on six or seven of those counts.
Man,
I bet you that fits the profile of every one of your listeners.
We all may know some who fit Attorney General's targeted profiles, and I wonder, do they really deserve the treatment that's planned for cultists? It seems hard for those who believe in justice. But later we find out that Janet Reno admitted the feds also introduced pyrotechnics into that Waco church. And when CS is heated, it becomes hydrogen cyanide, the very gas used in the execution chambers. And with her master's degree in chemistry from Cornell University, she must have known what CS and heat would do to all those children. I think that negates the federal claim that they all committed suicide. They were murdered. And since the feds bought and occupied the deserted house across the street from Koresh's church, they knew that he went jogging several times a week and could have been apprehended at that time without killing the children. And if they really believed he was unstable enough to hurt the children, why did the feds blast that place 24/7 with searchlights and the sounds of rabbits being slaughtered? That would not help an alleged madman to act more rationally. But that's what the multi-jurisdictional task force implemented, was just such a terrorist tactic.
Now, didn't they first say that he had a methamphetamine lab on the premises? Isn't that the first excuse that they used?
Well, they yes. And that was the reason that they were allowed to use the military to help support it, was drugs.
Right, and that was proven
guns,
to be...
Guns, drugs, guns.
Right, but the methamphetamine lab was proven to be false. That was a totally bogus story. And, of course,
like weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
Well, but we're still over in Iraq killing people.
Right. And, of course, he did have guns, but they were legal guns that he owned. And, as a matter of fact, I believe that he often went to gun shows. He bought and sold guns. That's a part of the way he made money, was by doing that. But they were all legal weapons. I mean, and you know in Texas and guns, I mean, that they go hand in hand.
Well, you go right out the back window of your pickup and drive around and nobody's going to bother you.
Right.
Now, survivors out there claim that David Koresh displaced Ben Roden as the pastor of the Seventh-day Adventist Branch Davidians for good cause. They contended that Ben Roden had been producing methamphetamine and distributing Colombian cocaine for the insiders. Koresh and the other Branch Davidians at the Mount Carmel Church wanted nothing to do with the drug trafficking, and this was to the chagrin of law enforcement up the conspiracy chain of command. And they believe that when Bill Clinton spent an extra day in Waco in 1992 just to consult with the Illuminati member Bernie Rappaport, he got a substantial contribution for a promise to take care of Koresh and the Davidians. You know, there's so much of that going on. It was just a decade before that Waco Holocaust, that there was a similar massacre in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. The media hype there vilified two city blocks of black people, claiming that they were dirty, unkempt, lawless, and dangerous members of a cult called the Move. And when the strike force attacked, they used machine guns and bombs to kill men, women, and children indiscriminately. And I defy people to tell me, oh, we use discriminate bombs. And when that carnage was over, the government officials possessed the arsenal of the Move. And some claim they should not have bombed two city blocks, confiscate one shotgun, one pistol, and one .22 rifle. The multi-jurisdictional task force are really something else.
Yeah, you know, the Waco of what they did there, it's my understanding, I talked to a lady, she's an attorney named Linda Thompson, and she was there at Waco when it went down. She was there before, during, and after, and she was an attorney from Indianapolis, Indiana. And,
I met her.
Did you?
She spoke up here in Detroit in the early 90s.
Is she still alive?
I don't know. I haven't heard from her in years.
You know, she just disappeared off the face of the earth. Nobody can seem to find out what happened to her. But
you and I are going to disappear one of these days, too.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened to me. But she told me that they actually rehearsed the attack on Waco at Fort Hood, Texas. Have you heard that?
Say that again. They practiced at Fort Hood?
Yeah, they practiced it at Fort Hood, Texas.
Yeah, I've heard something about that. But
yeah.
I don't follow.
Yeah, and I was talking to her over the phone, and it was real amazing because when I was talking to her, the phone was clicking and just making all kinds of weird noises. And she told me her phone was tapped. And you know, I talked to her for like an hour, and she told me everything that went on at Waco, Texas. And, of course, we weren't being told any of the truth by the media. And you know, she got out there for about a year or two on the talk shows, and then all of a sudden she disappeared, and nobody could seem to find. I don't know if she decided she wanted to disappear or they made her disappear. I don't know. But she was there when it happened, and she got it all on video.
There was somebody that got a video, and it didn't make the television, but the video showed right after the time when they really put the fire to the place, and it was burning really hot. The feds went up there with their hands over their heads and started bowing to the fire. Now, fire worship and the big fire of the sun is a sure sign of Satanism. He was the morning light, fell from grace. I got to tell you, we've got a whole lot of Satanism in high places.
In the White House, if people understood what it means to be a member of the Skull and Bones, basically, bottom line is, you are a Satanist. You have given your life to Satan to do his will. And that's what we have inside the White House. Whether people want to believe it or not, it's the truth.
Well, I'm afraid you're right.
He's doing a good job for Satan. But the thing is, time is running out. They know time is running out, and they're getting really nervous, and they're moving really fast, and they're making mistakes. And they know that their time is coming to an end, and that our Savior, Yahshua, Jesus the Messiah, is on his way back, and they know it. And you can see it. They're making mistakes. They're moving too fast, but they have no choice.
Yes, they're kind of locked into this thing. They have made commitments here. They can't. Oh, we're sorry. We didn't mean to kill all those people who are in World War I and World War II and Korea and Nam. We didn't mean to leave the POWs behind to rot. We're sorry about that. We didn't mean to twist the laws and tax the life right out of you. We can all see that that's way beyond treason. And certainly the punishment for treason is capital. I'm telling you, Clayton, it kind of breaks your heart to see what America has come to. And a good deal of it comes about because the people have become cowardly. This is only going to be the land of the free as long as it's the home of the brave. And we lose that bravery, we've lost the edge to keep that freedom.
The men have lost their stones, so to speak. And
that's what, so to speak, literally.
Right. And really what has happened is the Holy Scriptures tell you is that if we turn our back upon Yahweh, he will turn his back upon us and leave us to our enemies. And that's exactly what he's done. Our enemies, the Jews, the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah, the false Jews. Those who say they are Jews and are not.
Right. They have conquered us. We are now in Babylonian captivity. And we are Israel. People need to know who the true Israel is. They are us. and we are in captivity to our enemies. But it's only going to come to a certain point, and then it'll go no further. And they know that. And that's why I think things are going to escalate rather rapidly now. We're going to see some horrible things coming. I'm afraid the next terrorist event is going to be much, much worse than 9-1-1.
Oh, I'm afraid you're absolutely right. Oh, what has happened to America? Well, do you have anything else for us?
No, Yahweh bless you, and keep up the
and
great
you.
Work.
I'll do my best.
Yep.
Okay, we got Henry from Connecticut. Go ahead, Henry. What do you have to say?
Yeah, two things. One, I wanted to ask you about the royal family of Denmark, but before that...
I don't know much about it, but I know they are hooked up.
You know they are hooked up?
They're insiders.
All right, let me ask this, though. Why aren't they participating like Isabella of Spain, Queen Beatrix, and Elizabeth? You know, with some of the meetings and stuff? Because they always mention Beatrix and Queen. Oh, by the way, you see that phony thing with, I didn't see it actually, but somebody described it on the radio because I don't have a TV, where one of the Rothschilds was like acting foolish with Queen Elizabeth, and he's putting on an act as if the Queen is his boss instead of the other way around.
Well,
when Bush had a meeting with the Queen several days ago.
I think we need to take a look at who they really are here. When Adam Weishaupt was driven out of Bavaria because he had been uncovered due to the fact that one of the couriers, an apostate evangelist named Lan, who was traveling by horseback from Frankfurt to Paris and Silesia to distribute Illuminati plan, was struck by lightning and killed, and the text on his pouch made their way up the chain of command to the Elector of Bavaria. And when they had to scoot out of there, Weishaupt went to stay with an irreverent Duke of Saxe-Gotha. And because of his assistance there, when they were able to pull off their shenanigans, the new royal family was not Windsor. They just used that name.
Right, they're Jewish, right.
The real name was Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. That was payback for protecting them while they were solidifying their power base.
You mean Gotha, or are you talking about G-E-O-T-H-E?
G-O-T-H-A. Gotha.
Oh, G-O-T-H-A. Oh, okay.
Saxe-Coburg-Gotha.
Right, you're not talking about von Gotha, like the German...
No.
Okay, yeah, right, because there's a von Gotha Institute or foundation in America, too, but that's something different. Okay, right. Right, but let me get this straight. Queen Elizabeth is still, she's Rothschild, and the Rothschilds are on top, not her, right? Since the Rothschilds sort of made them and took and bred them, she's not even really British or German British, or she's really an inbred of these Jews, right? Of these Khazars.
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay, so Rothschild was putting on an act, in other words. He was putting
on yes, it was. It was phony.
Right, right, because he calls the shots, because I remember you said something I read in a book, too. His great-great-grandfather, I think Nathan, said, I care not who sits on the throne of England, something so-and-so.
Yes. Yeah.
Right, I control the... I don't
the man
care
who controls the money supply.
Right, right, controls the money supply, and I control the money supply. And it doesn't matter who sits on the throne of England, where the sun never sets, or the British Empire. I control the British money supply, right?
Yes.
And it was Rothschild that said it. It was Nathan, right? Back in 16 something. Was it Nathan or someone else?
I don't recall exactly which one of them, but I think it was Nathan.
Yeah, I think it was Nathan. I saw in a book. Okay. All right. But now, see, let me get this straight. Now, one thing I did find out, though, I'm reading in a book, Hitler really did save Iceland from Denmark. Because what happens when Hitler rolled into Denmark, Iceland got its independence in June 14th, 1941. Because I heard the royalty in Denmark, I like Denmark, but the royalty in Denmark did do some terrible things to Iceland. And, of course, when Hitler rolled in there, they were able to keep the monarch of Denmark off their back. And that's how they got their independence. But I like the what role do the Danish royalty, they are, because they don't have a king. They got a queen and a prince. Okay, you got the music. All right, I'll hold.
We're going to be right back.
Okay.
Henry will take over where he left off.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back to Radically Right. This is Jack Otto on this May the 12th. We're talking with Henry. And Henry, over the break, I thought of something I would wanted to add. We were talking about Queen Elizabeth's heritage. Let's talk about her husband for just a moment.
Right,
he goes by the name Prince Philip, I believe it is.
Right.
And his last name is Schleswig Holstein Sonderberg Glucksberg.
Yes.
Now, if that doesn't sound Yiddish, I don't know what does.
Yeah. Well, certainly the Schlesstein. The only thing I do want to say this, though, there are some German names, too, that do end with B-E-R-G. I mean, they're not, the ones names you mentioned are not, but there are some that are. I found that out, too, because I also found out that a lot of those Khazars took some names that here in America, like Schneider and even Schroeder, that some are Jewish. Well, of course, there's some Schroeders in America that aren't Jewish, but there's some names like that named Schneider, and particularly there was a friend of Eva Braun, and I think she was German.
A lot of the S-C-H in the last name is a good indicator that they're from the synagogue of Satan, those false Jews who really aren't Jews at all.
Well, you mean, yeah, but what about names like Schmidt? That's usually ones I know, like S-C-H-M-I-D-T, they use, or S-C-H-M-I-T-T, they're usually German.
Yes.
Yeah, so... a whole
lot of those with the S-C-H, the Schumanns and the Schumachers and Schmuckers and...
Well, I thought those were German now. That's the thing, because I know there's a lot of German names like Schmidt and even Schumann, Franz Schumann, the composer, with M-A-N-N. He's Jewish. I thought he was a German.
Well, M-A-N-N is usually German, but usually S-C-H-U-M-A-N is the Yiddish spelling and pronunciation.
Oh, yeah, but not Schmidt and Schneider, though.
Well, those can be either.
Yeah. Well, Fisher can be either. You know, there was a...
Yeah, they do try to camouflage and stealthily sneak in without announcing who they really are.
Yeah, I know that. But they also took a lot of German names. They, you know, there was a... I don't agree with everything that happened at the Nuremberg trials. There are some people that might have deserved what they got, but some of it was just hypocrisy and political stuff with the British and the Americans and everything else. Because some of them that got time, like, I can't think of his name, I won't go into this, but I'm trying to think of his name, the great architect, what's his name, Speer, and even a couple others, really shouldn't have, they just got to give him some time, and that was just ridiculous. But there was some SS officer named Fischer, too. That's another name that's German as well as Jewish, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. Because this guy was an SS officer, so I don't think he could have been Jew. Because there were no Jews in the SS, right? Even at the top level, right?
Au contraire. That whole thing was primarily false Jews. And they did release havoc on the real Jewish people. And each of those prison camps, the leaders of the prison camps, were these false Jews from Khazaria, who became the Ashkenazim.
So you're saying some of the SS were Jewish?
Yes,
because I saw documents and stuff where they really, you couldn't even originally get into the SS. Let's say, like, really had to screen you, and you had to have all these birth certificates and all this.
But Adolf Hitler himself was one of those false Jews.
Yeah, right, but he's at the very top. But I know Himmler and Goebbels.
If he's at the very top, don't you think he has the power to... appoint some blonde-haired, blue-eyed people that have bred themselves into fitting right
here. That's true.
Okay, we got a break coming up. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let